Agricultural companies and organizations joined this week to launch the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba to liberalize trade and reestablish Cuba as a market for U.S. food and agriculture exports.
Today, we gather to discuss an expanded opportunity for American agriculture, for our farmers and our ranchers, allowing them to do business and to expand business opportunity in a country just 90 miles from our border.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the conversation to normalize relations with Cuba is long overdue and important for U.S. agriculture.
Cuba imports about 80% of its food, which means that there is significant economic potential for our producers. It's a $1.7 billion market. Our rice growers, our wheat growers, our corn growers, our soy producers, our poultry and pork and beef producers all have opportunity in this new day.
Betsy Ward, president and CEO of USA Rice, says the rice industry has been advocating for open trade and travel with Cuba since the mid-90s.
The Cuban market for rice is not theoretical. It's real, it's large, and it's compelling. Cuba is the second largest importer of rice in the Americas, and there was a time, a long time ago, when Cuba was our number one export market. Anyone who's visited Cuba knows that rice is the mainstay of their diet, present in nearly all Cuban meals. Their annual per capita consumption is one of the highest in the world, about 200 pounds a year. That's a lot of rice compared to the U.S., where we consume about 27 pounds per year. So it's easy to understand why some in Cuba say it can't be called a meal if it doesn't have rice. Cuba does grow rice. They grow about 400,000 metric tons a year, but to meet their high demand, they import about 600,000 metric tons.
One of several lawmakers who attended the Ag Coalition kickoff was Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois, who says reestablishing normal relations with Cuba will also help the Cuban people.
And from my personal experiences coming from an agricultural state like Illinois, I believe that opening more trade with agricultural products, hopefully most of them from Illinois, I believe increasing the trade that we already have with the Cuban nation is going to allow America to invest in a Cuban economy that's going to free the Cuban citizens from the conditions that they live under now.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.